Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is All Range Mode, Season 2, Episode 4. This is our E3 predictions slash hopes, kind of top 5, kind of just all range. Enjoy the show.
Always mode.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Joe. I got Chad here.
Hello.
Chad's to Chad's right is Dan.
Chad.
Hello.
And Dan's right, we got Doug.
Yeah.
And we're back to me. What's going on? So tis the season. You know, new year. It seems like this time of year we always, you know, the hype train starts rolling. We all get giddy about, yeah, about what's going to happen at E3, and it seems like we're always let down. And it came to my attention, to all of our attentions, that like, oh my god, we have an opportunity to get us all on tape finally. You know, with what we predict and what we hope is going to happen at E3, and it'll give us some nice material to reflect on later in the year. So, thanks for coming along. I'm not really sure how we're going to jump into this. I mean, do we just get going? I got a couple quick news things I'd like to talk about.
Sure.
Yeah. Come on in. Hey.
Hi, Gina.
We're recording.
I know, it's right. Quietly, did you know?
Just hurry up. God.
I thought it was the guy.
Get out.
Nice, Doug. Nice.
So we have a special guest. Hey, Tina, you should say hello.
Hi.
No, I mean, just come and say hello.
Hi.
Cool.
Hello.
Cool.
All right.
Well, yeah, so
yeah, we got to bring our predictions to the forefront before they're actually confirmed.
Yeah,
as
I mean,
they've kind of already been this week.
Yeah. Exactly. It seems like the last couple of weeks they just started outing with information. But
well,
like,
Nintendo did.
Do we really trust it? Like, there was the whole big thing about announcements at GDC, things like that, and Game Developers Conference, and you know, it's like, we better do this now or else we might not have a chance to. And yeah, the Nintendo thing completely ruined my list. I mean, a lot of things that we were all HD Zelda remake, and from what I remember they were talking about either Majora's Mask or Link to the Past, and I was going to predict
do Majora's Mask for 3DS.
Oh, really?
I think that's the next thing they're doing.
Yeah, because I was going to predict, like, Zelda remake, mm-hmm. It's going to be A Link to the Past or Majora's Mask. I mean, that's kind of been on the forefront. And boom, Wind Waker, like, my favorite Zelda game coming out in HD. It looks great, the updates.
Yeah.
Yeah, the updates they made.
I don't even believe them. They look so good. Like,
yeah,
I can't believe it.
I'm very excited. Like, I can't wait.
A lot of work went into it. Like, more so than the average HD remake.
Yeah, well,
They redid, like,
yeah.
Hopefully there's no, like, old kind of shitty game conventions that were in Wind Waker that we just kind of accepted back then that they didn't fix.
I think with the option of the gamepad, they're probably going to fix some of that. I would hope.
They said they were tightening things up. I don't know what that really means, though.
Okay, they announced it in January. It's not being released till fall, so I'm going to say late October, November.
Yeah.
They're not going to work on this game for 9 months and not do anything to it besides
update. Well, Dan, how was the 3D Ocarina of Time?
To be honest with you, I got to Jabu Jabu's belly, and I stopped playing.
Well, I mean, the gameplay, was it improved at all, or?
It
was the same.
I think it was the same.
Even better. So, how was, I don't remember, but remember when Master Quest came out for GameCube?
Yeah.
Was that updated at all, or was it just Ocarina of Time
on
GameCube?
They said it was harder.
Master Quest was harder, but then you had just the regular game, too. I don't know if they updated that at all, or if it was just the game.
I don't know. Even the fact that they're doing anything at all, when they could really, they could just relaunch it. You know, I mean, maybe they want to charge retail price, which I expect they will.
I'd pay it.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe $10 cheaper or something.
I'm looking forward to it. Like, yeah. I'm gonna play it. I'm buying it. But yeah, I mean, they could have just re-released it and said, hey, you're allowed to play this on Wii U now, and I would have been excited about that. But so that's good. But like, their Nintendo Direct conference, I mean, all they really said was, oh, we're making a 3D Mario game. We're making a Zelda game. Look forward to those.
Yeah.
I kind of already expected those. The Yoshi game is...
It's Yoshi and FDR. Can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, it looks fun, but I don't know about a purchase of that.
Was there video for that?
Yeah.
There was?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Hmm. Well, it's just whatever it does. I mean, they show like a 2-second thing of Yoshi running left to right. I don't even know how good the game is.
It's wonderful.
I mean, Nintendo makes amazing games.
Yeah, who knows if they're going to do the Baby Mario thing again or...
Yeah.
I'm just hoping
that was fun. I love that game.
Yeah. Yoshi's Island, right? For SNES.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was like the best game.
It's right there with Mario World. Like it's head and shoulders above anything that they've done with Mario games.
Couldn't stand that crying baby though.
There was a Yoshi game for...
If you played the game right,
you never would have heard him.
I want to say N64, there was a Yoshi game.
Yoshi's Story.
Not as good.
Horrible game. I remember hating that.
I remember beating it multiple times when I rented it. It was only like 2 hours long.
Oh, I don't even think I got into it at all.
Am I wrong in that game? There was no beginning and end to the levels. You just had to collect fruit. And if you didn't collect enough fruit by the end, it just cycled you back to the beginning.
Oh my, that would be horrible.
I don't think I played it, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, I did play it.
Kind of off topic. Are we doing Orange One next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
What wouldn't we be?
Dan's the host?
The style of the episode, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, more...
Because I've seen a few movies and stuff, and I don't want to... Like, we're not going to talk about it when I have time today.
No. I was even going to talk about the Star Wars thing, but it can wait. I mean, we got a
director. People know about it.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess we can move on ahead. I think it would make more sense if you started and we went that way.
Okay. Sure. So, this is just for E3 right now, right?
Yeah.
Predictions? E3.
Predictions, not hopes.
You want to do predictions roundtable, hopes roundtable?
Yeah, I'll do all my predictions first.
Okay. Predictions and then...
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm not saying them all at once. I'm saying my number one.
Well,
okay. This is okay, it's not like any sequential order. It's just these are predictions. There are 5 predictions for
sure.
Yeah. E3. Yeah. Okay. My number one is a refined 3DS model. A new, slimmer, bigger, cooler looking
3DS. You think so?
Yeah, they only came out with the XL, and it's basically the same kind of thing. They'll probably it'll be slimmer and
we're sort of on track too. Yeah, it'll be white, like the white one. Yeah. You know, like it'll be a more dignified.
Hopefully, they improve the resolution.
Yeah, and if I can go a step further, bundled with Majora's Mask, that'd be my dream.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Improved resolution 3DS.
How neat is that?
That's pretty neat.
What would be.
Well, we're kind of on track. Yeah, they seem to release a new,
hardware.
Well, it's not new hardware,
like iteration.
Yeah, a new iteration of the hardware every, or at least it's a bundle
annually.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's yours. Okay, I guess we'll just count up because you started at one. So my number one, and I'll go with my worst prediction that I kind of just tacked this one on. I predict a teaser for Halo 5.
Ah!
I agree.
Not a trailer, but a teaser trailer.
So what I like to call an announcement trailer.
Pretty much an announcement trailer. And it's going to show...
It's happening.
Like Master Chief's armor, maybe I'm standing there, and it's going to be like ridiculous graphics, because it's going to be for the next-gen Xbox.
But it won't even be Master Chief. It'll be CGI. The word Halo.
Sure. Maybe, but I'm.
Do you remember when Reach, when they announced Reach?
Yep.
It was just like...
Yeah,
the 5 letters.
Yeah. Reach. Well, I'm predicting that they will have an announcement trailer for 5.
That'd be cool.
Well, yeah, but if there is an announcement trailer for 5, do you think that it will be on 360 or the succession?
It's next-gen. It's definitely, because they're doing it every... I want to say 2 years, but I'm thinking it's going to be probably closer to 3. And they just made Halo 4 last year, so...
Yeah, but they're one studio. They're not... I don't think they're going to be pushing them out every couple of years.
Yeah, it's 343, so...
Yeah, it'll just be...
So...
They're expecting to relaunch a Halo game for your home console Xbox.
Well, they already said they're making it, like, obviously.
It's a new trilogy.
Yeah, it's like announcing a Mario game. Fucking...
Yeah.
Which they all do it, right?
We make a Mario.
But that's it. That's my prediction. That's my number one.
That's pretty neat.
And it'll be by 343, the same guys who made Halo 4.
Yeah, they're doing a trilogy. That's already known.
Yeah.
They're doing another trilogy. There's going to be 6 Halos. Plus probably shitty ones in between.
6.
6. Deggy.
I'm predicting...
Number one.
Number one.
Are we doing that?
Yeah.
Cool.
What?
I wasn't keeping track.
I did.
Cool.
number one. I'm predicting that they announce the subscription service with Xbox.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely going to happen.
That's a prediction for you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It kind of ties in with another prediction. No, the thing where, like, the console comes out, and instead of buying it, it's $99, but you have to get it like a cell phone where you pay $15 a month.
No, I actually...
They're already doing that with 360.
Yeah, I went online today to Xbox.com, and it forwards you to CA, to Xbox.ca. And I seen it, like, for Canadians. I never noticed it before, but it was just the 4-gig console with Kinect, subscription-based. You pay $15 a month for Xbox Live.
Yeah. And I think it's a smart business move.
And you're paying it over two years at Xbox Live for 2 years.
What? That's craziness.
That's pretty cool.
I predict that, anyway.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
My prediction, number one, Smash Brothers release... Smash Brothers launch in 2013. Before the end of the year, I'll be playing Smash Brothers. I gotta have it.
That's gotta be.
I mean,
that kind of leads into a hope, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's yeah.
a bit of a hope as well.
Well, how is that a hope?
Well, I hope it is.
Well, I'm predicting. Like, okay, well, hopes that I think.
I'm predicting that I'm.
God, no. I mean, okay, well, it is a hope of mine, but I like.
Well, you are predicting.
Yeah. So it's like I've got these hopes. What I'm calling predictions is also like okay. Let me start over. Out of all the things that I hope are going to happen, my predictions are the ones that I think are likely to happen. You know, if the ones that are left over after I say, like, okay, those are my five predictions, those I will be kind of surprised but overjoyed if they do happen. These ones I expect, and of course I hope that they happen.
I have to agree with you on that one. If one of those games that they did announce in the last week happens to come out this year, aside from Wind Waker, is Smash Brothers. Because it was announced so early... It was announced with Zelda as well, but come on.
Yeah. Come on. Well, okay, so Smash Brothers is specifically because you'll get HD renderings of all the Nintendo characters.
That would be really
fantastic.
Good.
Just to scroll through that
online,
character menu.
I'm going to whoop your ass online.
I've heard the rumors that I've heard from this game is that the guys who made it were like severely discouraged because the campaign and the online modes were lacking. Like, you've got your main gameplay that's in, like, the multiplayer.
Right.
But, like, the online wasn't very sophisticated, and the single player was really just flat. And I guess, like, they wanted more, and they hoped they could have achieved more. And that's, like, bringing the Tekken guys, like, what is it, Namco Bandai?
Yeah.
Bringing them on board, that is why they needed partnerships. It's like, we really wanted to do these things before, and we didn't have the manpower. We didn't have, like,
that's
the
awesome
team. So it's like they're bringing new people on board to kind of get all that shit accomplished.
So it's probably going to be, like, a fighting story to each character or something like that?
Hopefully.
Like,
yeah,
hopefully it's better than it was.
Mortal Kombat.
It was Brawl.
Yeah, it's a Mortal Kombat thing.
Brawl was the last one, right?
Yeah. If the multiplayer is more sophisticated, like, sorry, the online multiplayer, like, I'm overjoyed.
If they do what they did with Brawl for the single player,
level share,
I will be so upset. Because it was like, remember how spread out that game was? It just kept going and going.
Yeah,
spread
it was
so
a huge
thin
map. I think it's because they wanted it, they didn't want you to be able to get all the characters so early, like, very quickly. And if you beat the campaign, you have every character in every level. That's why they want it to take long.
Well, they should have had extra ones that are challenges or something to, like...
They had
it with GameCube better.
Man, they had, that game had that game had hundreds of challenges. And, like, it's a really, really deep game. To get everything unlocked, I didn't even do it. Like, and I played that game for hours and hours and hours and hours. And that's what I do. I 100% my favorite games. And I couldn't even do it.
I just hope that this one's not Brawl and it's more like GameCube, which
man,
is melee.
And HD, let's get some HD in there. I was thinking, like,
oh,
it'd be so cool online, right? Where, like, it's, if there's, you know, like, 26 player matches on these huge maps, and, like, you know, you can only see a little bit outside your character, so you can't see what other characters are doing, but you're running around on this huge map. Maybe, like, the gamepad is the full map and the TV is, like, zoomed in or something. Oh,
chaos.
God. Or reverse. I got high hopes. That's my
prediction,
my first prediction is Smash Brothers released before the end of the year.
Cool. It's funny because you just said 2013 and I forgot it was 2013. So I was like
2 years away, man.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Number two.
All right, so when we're doing predictions right now, we're kind of assuming that the new Xbox and the new PlayStation are coming out, so those really aren't predictions.
Speak for yourself.
Anymore.
Okay. Moron. Go ahead.
Well, Doug already said the new subscription model.
Yeah.
And you talked about Halo 5 coming out for the next Xbox. It's going to happen. It's coming out.
It's inevitable.
If your prediction is based on the fact that Xbox or Sony will have released new hardware, then we'll just take that into account in that prediction.
Sure. I think that's...
So you're across the board predicting that...
I take you have a prediction that it's not coming out.
It's not on the list, but I'll be shocked if there's one new console on the market by the end of the year.
All right.
Shocked if there's one.
Way to ruin it, buddy.
Okay, well... Okay, my 1.5 prediction is that Xbox is coming out, right, for cool. sure. Number two is that Battlefield 4 and the next Call of Duty, which is going to be developed by Infinity Ward, yes. are going to launch this fall for the new Xbox.
I agree with that.
Yeah, like Battlefield 4 has been announced. They already have the next-gen tech, pretty much, of Frostbite 2.
Yeah. So you think... See, I think that's a little bit far-fetched, the fact that they might be being built for these and then downgraded for the 360 and the PS3.
Well, they already were.
Or, it was built for PC. I guess so, yeah, because they're built for PC. Yeah. Well put, yeah.
Well, very nice.
And
PC.
Battlefield will finally support 64 players on Xbox. 720.
Oh my, that would be good.
Or whatever the next Xbox is going to be called.
I didn't even think about that. They should make a super HD remake of Bad Company 2. I'd buy that.
I didn't even think about that. The possibility of bigger matches now because better hardware.
Yeah, they can just
fucking... Yes! I'm going to be a gamer till I'm dead. Alright. My number two prediction. Let's see which one I can do here. I think that Xbox and PlayStation are going to keep pushing bullshit, is what I wrote down. And in brackets I wrote connect and move. So, for whatever reason... Xbox and PlayStation, actually Wii as well, they keep putting out shit that I just don't care about. Like, the Kinect is not for me.
Yeah, they focus on that.
And they focus on it so much, and it's gonna happen again. Like, we saw sort of some video with the projector thing.
The Illa room?
Fucking gay.
I think that's cool. I don't know that it will
work. Who has a room for that?
Yeah, but you don't need a room. It projects on whatever walls or bookshelves or...
Or a door? Like, somebody's got a doorway?
Yeah, the guy in the video had, like... A bunch of shit, like dirty clothes.
It's not just a blank wall behind.
Either way, you know, I'm just not interested in that stuff. I'm interested in core gameplay, and that
and
is just
it won't work. None of
all
work.
Stupid yeah, peripheral yeah. bullshit that never works, and it's just gonna fail. And that's what I guarantee you. The conferences and stuff are gonna be focusing on integration with your cell phone, and it's gonna work this time. I swear, guys. And it's not. It's not gonna work. Nothing works, and I don't.
I swear, guys.
Okay, so that's
it never whatever. Works.
So they'll keep pushing bullshit.
Keep pushing bullshit that I don't care about. Just I want good games, and that's all I ask for. Give cool. me a fucking controller.
Nice. Okay, so sort of my 1.5, I guess. I predict that Microsoft before E3 will unveil the new Xbox, and Sony will like a month after, because they said they're waiting for Xbox to make the first move. And then at E3 they kind of get into what the systems are about. Like, we just get a picture and the fact that it's happening, and then at E3 they talk about them. So anyway, my number two, kind of coinciding with yours, is that Sony comes out with a tablet. I don't want it to happen, but I think they're going to do that. They're retiring the DualShock,
I heard.
And I think they're going to replace
it. You mean like a
tablet
controller?
Yeah, like Wii U. I'm not in favor of that, but I think they're going to do something like that. They're going to ditch the move, and PS4 is going to come out with some sort of thing.
I think
like
it's just
going
to be so
thing.
Goddamn close to the DualShock controller, but it won't be the DualShock controller.
They can't move the toggles. They can't.
I don't understand why they're even bothered like dropping it. You've done it for every PlayStation you've had.
Why quit
in the fourth integration?
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for progress, you know, like constantly
evolving.
Well,
I think it's because they're coming out with a gamepad.
And also they want to...
Possibly.
They want to be able to sell new controllers. If it's DualShock again, they won't be able to sell any new controllers.
Well, every time they added something new, like 6-axis was for PlayStation 3,
true.
So...
Yeah.
I remember they were thinking of, like, bundling, or not Sony was thinking, but there were talks of them bundling, like, a Vita with PS4,
yeah.
so
yeah,
that would be
that.
The controller. Or it would be something along the lines of Vita, like the new controller would look like that.
I hope that doesn't happen.
I mean, it kind of would be cool. Like, it's the same as a gamepad, but...
Yeah. So yeah, what if Sony came out with a gamepad like the like Wii U's got? I mean, would that just, if that's their thinking going into a new console launch, do you really want to be part of that?
Not really.
So yeah, so you're like,
I mean, I'd have to see like something pretty impressive to sway me on that.
I also heard
they'd have to make a pro controller.
I don't think they're just gonna completely copy it. Yeah, like, I can't tell you what it's gonna be. Mm-hmm. I just think it's going to be some kind of thing like that.
I guess I could see
it's
that
not going to be like a dual analog controller.
You know, that's interesting because I heard something. I read a rumor that Sony was going to be trying more was going to try and be more market friendly this round in. So like, it wouldn't be a juggernaut much like the PS3. It would be more like more capable than Wii U, but not head and shoulders like surpassing it as to keep it cheap or as to keep it affordable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I mean, if like if Sony releases a Wii U, like that would be pretty interesting.
Devastating,
I guess,
for me.
If Sony releases Wii U, because yeah. are you expecting them to benchmark new hardware?
Yeah, I feel like Sony's always pushed graphical power.
Well, the thing is though, like they released a report saying that the company hasn't made money in years, and it's
going to be a 2.5-hour episode. Sorry, but
it's been like a name in electronics for a long time, yeah. And they just recently made money only because they closed down their American office and sold the building they owned in New York. Yeah. And that was the only time in years their earnings report have been able to show income, because they sold their property. Yeah. Like, they really have to do something. Not just PlayStation, but like Sony as a company has to.
So what do you? So like as. As a Sony
as
customer,
with
like,
that information, I think yeah, they do have to be more market friendly, and they have to change their business model.
Would you prefer?
I would prefer PS4 with the DualShock controller and good games and
they
sweet
can
graphics.
Do both. You know what I mean?
No, they can't.
Yes, they can, because casual gaming is what's picking up these days.
Have you heard the rumors that Microsoft may do two consoles?
They are. Well,
I think they're both going to come out with two consoles.
Well, okay, a light and a pro or whatever.
Yeah,
like that,
yeah.
But
I think that's a great idea, personally.
They did it before.
I think that's BS. Okay, like the Wii U Basic is garbage. The Xbox Arcade is garbage, and whatever the Sony counterpart, I'm sure is worthless.
It didn't have PS2
like,
function.
What they're doing is lying. They're lying to people and
they
saying
they don't
like,
have to necessarily put out.
It's just a way to save
consoles.
Money.
But no. But I guess
I don't care
yet.
To save the $50 personally. Like,
I'm not calling it that. I'm talking about two distinct pillars. Like, one may as well be a handheld, and one is a home console. Like, two very
separate.
They're
not going to be that far ahead or far behind.
Yeah.
Like, because to launch two different consoles, like, there's already Xbox 360. Safe. They're not going to launch like two different Xboxes.
Yeah.
If it can only play arcade games or something like that, there's already right. Xbox 360 for it.
If anything's going to be benchmark, it's probably going to be Valve really doing that.
I didn't put that on any prediction or hope or anything, but I kind of...
Because they're such a wild card, it could
Valve does
very well
want.
Not exist.
They do exactly what they want when they want. They don't... Sorry, I don't...
Okay, so my number two prediction, a game that will take Wii U into superstardom or super like fandom is Pokemon U with 3DS interaction... With complete 3DS interaction. And, you know,
the best
figurines,
game of my life.
Figurines, much like Skylanders, the gamepad is built with near-frequency technology, and Nintendo wouldn't put something like that on their controller unless they had a first-party idea to support it.
If they make
and
a
Pokemon,
fucking
is the
Pokemon
only
Skylanders
thing...
game, I'm going to come in my pants. I choose you, Pikachu! Sitting in my underwear, sweating in my
living
room.
That's all they do. They have ideas. These guys have ideas for games, and they build their hardware to support it. Right? That's like... and having the near-frequency technology on the controller only points to one thing, and that's Pokemon. And they...
That would be awesome.
That weird announcement that they recently like amalgamated their DS hardware building and their Wii U hardware building. Like, their whole R&D department just got amalgamated. So it's like they're working... synergy now between 3DS and Wii U, and it's like, why did they do that?
That could be integrated with your thing.
And they've talked about Smash Brothers is going to be very tight together with the 3DS version of the game.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think there's only one reason they could could be doing these sorts of moves, and that's Pokemon.
What's that? What's it called? You mentioned it. The
near frequency technology. Yeah, it's like you can.
They're gonna have that in the next 3DS.
Ooh,
your next idea.
True. Scanners on the go.
I heard. See, that? I heard all kinds of things. I mean, you know,
that's a fucking great idea.
You know that swap pass thing? Like, if you want to get gas or a coffee, and you swipe your
yeah, Chad's got that.
You swipe your Visa on like whatever screen.
Beep, done.
That can pull that off. So it's like, imagine every time you wanted to buy a game online, just bloop. And like it just buys the game for you.
The greatest idea ever for like if you could nail something around people who are 20, like early 20s, like Tim, when he used to get drunk, he would buy so many Microsoft points. Could you imagine someone if it was that easy just to pull out your credit card and just beep when you're hammered and you just buy something?
No!
The sales that they would make off of like college kids?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So that's my second one. I think it'll be announced. I'm almost foreseeing like. What Wii U needs to do is announce not only what's going on this Christmas, but next Christmas. Like, here's what to expect from the next 2 years. This is why you should buy us and not them. That's what they need to do with this E3, and that would be one of them. Because that's not coming out this year.
No.
But announced.
Hopefully.
That's my number two.
Nice. Cool.
Number three. Does GDC count as an E3 prediction?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
All right.
Range mode.
Bungie's new game. Destiny.
Yeah.
The rumors are that Xbox is going to be announced at GDC. It makes sense. Gears of War, their only big console exclusive this year, is coming out a week and a half before GDC. Ooh. So
when is GDC?
March 25th to the 29th. So the new Xbox gets announced. Alongside it, Bungie takes the stage and talks about Destiny, saying that it's going to be exclusive. Well, like it's going to be across... everything, but it's going to be made like for the new Xbox.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's all cross-platform, eh? That game.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought
it's
going to
be on PS3. It's going to be on the next PlayStation.
Yeah, it's their first like mass market as far as cross-platform offering. That's, cool. Like, was it their reason for jumping ship, or were they just tired of making Halo?
I think they just didn't want to make Halo and.
Creative freedoms, things like that. Didn't want to be told what to do.
I'm sure, yeah.
And Activision picked them up.
All right.
And told them to fucking make this. Make it. Give us money. So, yeah, it's tough to know what that game is actually about. There's been, like, leaked documents that say it's just a huge space opera that's massively multiplayer.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So what does Bungie do well? I know they're not... as far as like tech in graphics, like they never really were.
Yeah,
they were never really ahead of the pack with the Halo games. But Bungie like built what was it that allowed you to play Xbox Live? I mean they were the foundation that Xbox Live was built on. Like whatever Bungie put together to allow people to like play Halo together on regular Xbox. Yeah, Halo.
It
2.
Was just Halo was the first really really big. Really big shooter
for home console.
For console, yeah. Right. Not PC. Yeah.
It was the reason to get Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Well, yeah. It
that's was crazy.
It was the reason people needed Xbox Live, yeah. So, Bungie, I mean, like, they deserve the world. Like, they've done a lot for gaming, so...
Yeah.
All the best to Bungie.
Yeah, I wanted high-speed internet.
I'm telling
so
you
play
right
Halo
now,
with
like,
you guys.
I have worries about that game, Destiny. Just from the shit I've heard about it, they say that it's going to be more user-friendly. Like,
yeah, it's going to be on Facebook.
A little more casual.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. But I have faith. Like, Bungie's not going to fuck this up.
Yeah.
They can't.
All right, moving on.
Okay, my number three is sort of along the lines with you that everybody keeps talking about how we're looking forward to E3 so we can find out what's going on with these new systems. They're both going to be announced before...
Yeah.
Well, there's two things, right? There's announcement, and then there's unveiling.
We are going
and then
to see
like...
guaranteed leak or something. We are going to see what the controller looks like, what the system itself looks like, and shitty screenshots of what the graphics can look like before E3.
I'm saying...
Probably even before GDC.
I think that there's going to be... If you see gameplay on any of these things, it won't even be nearly...
Like, it'll be off-screen ass... video like
well not even that I don't think we're gonna see actual running hardware for quite some time. I mean, if even if there are announcements,
E3 they will.
You don't think they'll be running hardware in E3?
I think you'll see announcement trailers and much like the Killzone
demos at E3.
I think so too.
Okay, well, what about Hospital Crawl? You think Hospital Crawl was gameplay or was that pre-rendered, scripted environment?
They have gameplay of it. You can watch gameplay videos for that game.
That's gameplay Hospital Crawl.
Yeah,
really?
Not the Hospital Crawl scene, but in Metal Gear Zeroes. There's a...
Oh, I'm talking about Hospital Crawl.
It's the same game.
Wait, is it been confirmed now that it
no,
is?
No, but it's confirmed. Come on. It is.
Yeah.
Talking gameplay?
Gameplay. When they first unveiled that game, they show...
I want to see a HUD. If I'm seeing gameplay, I need to see
a HUD. Maybe there is no HUD, man.
It shows gameplay. It shows him playing the game. Like, it switches on screen and he moves.
The one thing that's making me really, really excited about E3 now is, though...
I mean, that has been confirmed for next gen, sorry, but...
Yeah. All the games that are coming out for this... generation, like console, is all first quarter and like early part of second quarter. So after, I don't know, April, May, nothing. It's silent. Yeah. There's like a lot of good games coming out. There's like GTA 5, and then
Gears of War Judgment. March.
Yeah, in the next couple months, we're going to get slammed with a lot of good games, but then it's kind of like really quiet.
There's nothing.
So there's going to be. Air. Okay, so what you're anticipating is that there will be a launch at the end of the year and it'll have a wider range of games because.
There has to be, because there's complete silence after a certain date. Like,
that means a lot of studios that like Microsoft owns and stuff, they haven't been saying anything.
And all the rumors that have been surfacing lately about both systems.
Yeah.
I think that's right. They're going to announce it before GDC and show you a little bit of it at GDC, I think.
I hope so.
And I think Sony's going to just put it on the internet a few weeks after that.
Yeah. Like, even with Wii U, it's like, the games that are truly being built from the ground up aren't going to come in launch window.
Yeah, they will. Window. But that window is as long as they say it is.
The first, 3 months, you'll have a game that was, especially if it's third-party games, they're just built and upscaled or ported over or things like that.
They're usually upscaled with a little bit higher graphics.
Like, remember, if it's going to be anything, remember 360's launch when you had a game releasing on Xbox and 360, things like that. I mean, that's kind of like the dark time of system launch because you're not really seeing the full potential. But now it seems like games are being built for PC, so it's like you're just getting how close can we get it to PC?
Yeah, and I think
which is sad. Just buy a fucking computer.
But you don't get the exclusives that you get. You don't get the...
There's a whole realm of
PC exclusives. It always keeps coming back to me with community and Xbox Live. Like, Xbox Live is where my heart is.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
TJ and I were playing Zuma this week.
I know. You text me like 8 o'clock in the morning. Say, go beat his scores. I'm like, oh, fucking sleeping, man. I just worked
midnight. TJ is a fucking god at that game, may I say.
He's not.
Like, yes, he is. He's number, 800 in the world. In
first
like,
level,
like a few of them
like
the first five chapters.
He probably sat there. Okay, let me see here.
We were playing together and like,
and he figured it out. He's got an algorithm and he just figured it out.
There's a lot of skill in that game, but there's
a program that just plays for him.
Yeah, the stick moves.
He's awesome.
Fuck. Well, good for TJ.
Fuck you, TJ.
Fuck you, TJ. Punk ass bitch. No, I'm gonna.
Scores is going down.
I'll try, but I won't beat him. I'm gonna beat Chad's.
He's going down.
Doug, number three.
All right, number three. I predict no console will cost over $600.
Well, that's pretty safe.
That's reasonable.
Well, PS3 was $699.
No, it wasn't.
$649.
Was it?
$649.
I thought it was
$659.
Really?
$659.
Okay, well.
And then the basic was $599.
Yeah.
I predict that won't happen again.
That much money?
I would say.
It can't be over $400, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
They will.
I think it's going to be
more expensive.
It could be $899, but with the subscription service. What?
No, I'm just remembering the announcement, like
$599.
Everyone in the audience at E3.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Why so much money?
Well, exactly. If it comes out again and it's $600, you're not going to get that reaction.
But then again, when PlayStation 3 first came out, Blu-ray players were about that much money on their own.
No, Blu-ray players were $1,300. And then that came out and undercut it by half. And it's a gaming system.
That's
a good strategy. I would say that's reasonable. Reasonable. I would go even less than that. I mean, there's no way they can launch for more than $449.
That's a lot. I can't part with $500.
Yeah.
I can.
We're going to get to that later.
I'm being honest here. I think the systems are going to retail for $8.99.
Sub-prediction.
No way.
Sub-prediction. The highest one you're going to see is $499, and it's the premium PlayStation 4. $4.99.
Sub prediction
of his.
You're absolutely insane.
We're doing sub predictions.
you remember Xbox was $4.99 at release?
No, it wasn't. Was it?
Was. Yes, it was.
You paid $500 for it.
You're a damn fool if you think otherwise.
My mom paid for it. I don't even give a shit.
I paid
$2.99
for my Xbox.
I bought so many.
4 years after it was out. Right.
I remember, like, you know the whole thing. It's like, oh, go buy an Xbox now because there's a whole back catalog of games.
Yeah,
that's so fucking
shit
bullshit. Because as soon as they're like, I'm like, oh, Bioshock. And I'm like, Tim beat this. I couldn't play a minute of it knowing that Tim already beat it. And it was just like, you guys were lending me games? I don't know.
Yeah, that didn't bother
you guys
me.
Were lending me games?
I
was like,
so many games.
Yeah, and it's like, I want to. You're buying an Xbox to be part of a community, right? Like,
yeah.
Why would I go back and play fucking Cameo?
Cameo.
Whatever it was man. Like,
I don't even know. I could be
potatoes.
The whole back catalog thing is just like. I'm not playing any of these games. I need to know that I'm playing new things, like the best that's current, right?
Yeah, I had a hard time with if you have really good graphics, like playing like Gears of War, and then going back to play what the Red. Oh, what was that Western game?
Remember Red that? Dead.
No, before that, it was worse.
Red
was
Dead Revolver.
Oh, Red. Red.
No, it wasn't Red either.
Gun.
Yes. I couldn't play that game after playing like Gears of War. Like, oh, yeah. It's so ugly.
I couldn't play.
How do we both think red? I was like, yeah, red's right.
It's red.
You
said it right.
Yeah.
I can't. I couldn't play. For instance, a good example of this: Knights of the Old Republic.
Best game.
I know. I'm
sure
it's great.
What the graphics
are. Sorry, I can't believe you guys laughed when I said nothing will be over $600. Yeah.
You're probably
Xbox
right.
Xbox and just, PlayStation are very close to $600.
I just
PlayStation
honestly,
was $650.
We're not in the economy for that to happen anymore.
We weren't then either.
I afforded it.
Do you know what's crazy?
Somehow.
You afforded an Xbox 360 for $500, but like,
and PlayStation 3.
Do you guys remember how much money you paid for N64 games?
Yeah, $109.99.
$109 for a fucking cartridge.
Yeah, maybe in your family. $14.99. I was fucking digging into those bins, man. Like, go to
every Christmas, I got one game.
That's when my scamming started coming.
Yeah,
back then.
Yeah, you and I
used to buy cheapo games in the States, return them here. And
okay, so moving on. When Wii U launched, there was this hacker who like got into like the source code or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was just a list.
Source code. That was the movie I was trying to think of a few weeks ago.
Soldier.
Remember, I was like Future Soldier or something like that.
Source code. Wow.
Wow. You know what's crazy? Completely off topic, but I heard something that if that happens to you when you're trying to and you're trying to remember something,
it's been 2 weeks.
It's always in the back of your mind. You're always still kind of thinking of it. Two fucking weeks.
Anyway, source code was the name of that.
If you give your brain a solution or sorry a problem to solve, it'll work on it until you die.
Until you get it. That's why it's just as soon as you heard it, you were like.
Yeah.
Yes. Your brain's been trying to process.
I didn't realize I was interrupting you. I just had to.
Is this a radio lab?
No, source code. We talked about it. I saw a movie about like I saw Limitless.
And source code came out right around the same time.
Oh, I was thinking about a movie. And, okay, well, 2 weeks later, here we are. Source code. Thanks.
Awesome.
That was awesome. You're just,
past listeners will get that one.
Like, that, you're on autopilot when that happens. Yeah. When something pops in your head and you're like, and instantly, like, you go back in time 2 weeks to, like, that conundrum that you're just like, oh, what is that?
Source code!
And, yeah, and you stood up out of your chair. You're just like, oh, my God, source code!
I had a really cool thing like that happen to me today, too. I was, like, I was driving with Sarah, and I thought we were going to get in an accident. I, like, did one of those, like, put my arm to, like, stop her, and I was like...
You did this Costanza move.
I didn't know I did that.
Nice. My mom does
it. It was a nice, like, stop short. I am a superhero.
I've always wanted to hit my mom.
Okay, so...
Stop it.
Anyway, games. Yeah, so he got into some source code of like just a list of like things that were on Nintendo's radar or something like in their domain, like a list of things. Yoshi Wii U was one of them that got announced. Resident Evil was one of them that got announced, and there's a couple
Resident
more that
Evil?
I can't. Resident Evil, the 3DS game is being upscaled and launched for everything.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. So that's coming out for Wii U. Yeah,
it's full price.
That's a big diarrhea.
Can you believe that
diarrhea
shit?
Diarrhea poop. I don't even care.
I didn't. Okay, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Meals, Milos.
I shouldn't have brought it up. But also on that list was Virtual Console that got announced. There was like a new IP on there, and
this guy's like a Maya.
Which was that? And it just said new IP. It said like Nintendo IP or something like that. But and also there was Metal Gear Wii U on that list. So I'm thinking that there's going to be a Metal Gear game at E3. It just, like, the numbers match up. I think it's going to happen. I mean,
that's your prediction?
Yeah, it's one of my predictions.
Metal Gear, you didn't say number four.
That was in the source code?
Well,
there was something. I mean, if you look into it, like, Google it or...
He's got a lot of projects he's announced, but given them code names and not specified what they're coming out for. And when he announced Zeroes, everyone is like, is it going to be this game or this game? And there's two other things he's working on that are Metal Gear related. And he said, no, this is something new. Those expect to hear about those. He takes forever with games coming out. But that's the thing. Like, at E3, he could just show this game and have a playable demo for it, having never announced it before.
That's crazy.
He does do that. That's what he did with Zeroes.
I guess, yeah.
Okay,
no one had heard about it at all.
So, I mean, that's a pretty...
Well, they knew of, like, Fox Engine or whatever.
They knew of Fox Engine, but they didn't know what he was making for it. You still don't know what... if it's this gen or next gen.
True.
You want to take over?
Yeah, hit me with your number
four. It's my three? Four?
Four. Four. My four.
Wait.
Shit.
You fucked it.
I opened something else. Buy milk for me.
Kinect version 2.0.
Sorry.
Kinect version. Voision.
Kinect Voision.
Oh, my Voision, mama. My Voision.
I'm a New York Jewish man.
My Voision.
My Voision of the next.
The Kinect Voision 2.0 is going to make.
God. Falling apart. The most mature podcast.
Don't pause it.
We're only at number four. Don't pause it. I'm not positive, but we have to get on track here. We've got.
Okay, you're number four.
You're number four. You just said a fucking different thing.
No, I said you're number four. Yeah, I know.
My chance number four.
I know, but...
Kinect Voision 2.0.
Kinect Voision 2.0,
just
mama.
My... All right.
The joke I was going to say with this prediction isn't as funny as the joke that came out of it.
So many jokes in the last 1 minute.
Kinect Voision 2.0.
Well, place fart. Just on the ready.
And a comical fart.
Rooster?
Wake up, everybody.
How have we never compared farts to
Well... Nobody's ever called the elephant a rooster. It's closer to a rooster than it is an elephant.
No, you have a baby elephant.
I haven't heard it in so long.
Just baby elephant wants to come and play.
Okay, go.
All right, Kinect
version. Kinect Voision 2.0.
It's going to be announced, obviously, for the next Xbox. And they're going to...
I just choked on my own spit.
Alright, they're gonna show off so much stuff, like, look what it can do! It's gonna scan the fucking you and everything you're wearing and put it in the game. None of it's gonna work.
Oh, hopefully it talks to you this time.
Remember Milo?
Oh, God.
Hello, friend.
How did they lie that blatantly about something?
Did that thing even come out?
That was Peter Molyneux.
Yeah, but how do you.
But look at. Look at what he can do!
No.
Didn't he want you to draw pictures and then set them on top of the television?
Yeah, like put it
before
in front of
there
the
are
Kinect.
Flat screens.
Kinect is going to read it. It can't see that I'm trying to hit...
Analyzing the picture.
Oh.
I think beer just came out of his nose.
So... Oh.
He had to leave the table.
Like, picture trying to scan a barcode on your phone versus trying to fucking read a drawing with your... Kinect.
Oh my god.
Imagine that shape being rendered and put into the game.
Nope, I can't believe that. Fucking lie.
Analyzing picture.
What's that the voice?
It always is.
Oh, moving on.
So yeah, that was my number four. It's gonna suck. Kinect 2.0 is gonna suck, and it's...
Great
prediction. Like what you said before.
Yeah.
They're gonna keep pushing bullshit.
We've kinda hit this a little bit too. My number four... PlayStation 4 will not be released 2013.
It could be possible.
I think that the next Xbox, which is just going to be called Xbox, is going to be released November. Probably November 12th. 11, 12,
November
13.
November 12th, eh?
11, 12, 13.
Just an IGN.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
They were right with that.
There is some merit to...
Think about these weird days. 11, 11, 11. That's Skyrim. Like, anytime there's a weird... You know, like...
Yeah, with enough time.
Yeah, and they said, too, that's when Call of Duty launches. And Infinity Ward is making, obviously, a new Call of Duty.
They're going to do
the
it.
Console.
Something's coming out 11,
Smarch
12, 13.
13th.
Smarch. Yeah, okay.
No, there is some merit to the whole it being called Xbox thing. I mean, iPad.
NES.
Yeah, iPad tried to do... Or iPad did it, and it seemed to work well for them. Yeah. Plus, like, they can't ever catch up to Sony's, like...
their one
model.
Ahead.
Yeah, they're one ahead. So it's like...
Yeah.
I heard like marketing told them to put a 3 in the name, or they thought 360 would be great because would be good because it's got a 3 in the name against PlayStation 3.
Yeah, you couldn't have Xbox 2 and PlayStation 3 because you have stupid parents who are like, well, 3 is higher than 2, so this must be better.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that there's facts behind them just calling it Xbox.
So you don't think it'll be like Durango or Orbis or
no,
it's going to
be it's just going to be
GameCube was Dolphin.
Yeah,
I do
Dolphin emulator.
Yeah, I do remember Dolphin. Yeah. I hated GameCube. I hated the name GameCube, but now I love it.
I wanted Dolphin.
I thought it was really stupid when I first saw it, and I was like, there's a fucking handle on it so I can carry it to Joe's?
Think about how weird and, like, it sounds like something out of a science fiction movie that's, like,
come
in the year 2000,
yeah,
playing on the GameCube. You know, like, it's just, it doesn't fit with, it's just so obscure that I kind of like it.
South Park teased it perfect. Oh, come on, GameSphere. Oh, come on, GameSphere.
Remember that? Yeah, I do.
Like
I do.
Season 4? So
it was quite funny.
Also, Xbox, Windows is, Microsoft.
Yeah.
They're branding everything on Windows 8 with Xbox.
Just Xbox, right?
Xbox, like, music,
Xbox
games
movies, yeah,
and stuff.
That's why they're... That's
oh, yeah,
I was
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about. That's the facts behind just calling it Xbox.
Yeah. They're building a brand. And Xbox is a great name. It's easy to remember. It's catchy and, like...
It's already a household name.
Do you know what it was supposed to be? Like, in the original Xbox, and code name was supposed to be... They were making it with DirectX. So it was the Xbox.
Hmm. Oh, nice.
Nice little story.
The original Xbox was also a tank, and Chad beat it with a guitar, and it didn't break. Remember that?
I dropped it down the stairs.
Did you?
Wow. What?
Dose, my number 4 is... You kind of asked me this earlier, and I didn't want to say it. Like, what I think a thing Sony could do to position themselves ahead of everyone else is just focus more on home entertainment in a way that isn't horrible, which is what Xbox and them have done in the past. Like, things like coming out with their own TV streaming service that lets you watch shows as they're being aired, something like that, just a kind of home entertainment integration that actually works.
Yeah. Well, nobody
that's
really has pulled off a TV streaming service yet.
No one has, and I think that's up for the takings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, however they do it, whether they partner with something or, I mean, Sony Pictures, like, I think if anyone could do it, it would be them first.
Yeah.
So that's a prediction I have.
Imagine
watching Game of Thrones on demand. I mean, I know HBO has their own thing, and, like, that wouldn't happen, but, like, your favorite TV shows as they're on TV. You don't need cable.
That'd be amazing.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like a TV service.
Yeah, like their own service provider. Mm-hmm. Sony is the one to do it. I mean, like, they've got more home entertainment background.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Of course they do. It's Sony.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
Sony Electronics,
I mean, that's a... You'd call that a prediction? Like, you think that this is likely to happen?
I predict that they push a service like that. My hope is that it is that good.
Yeah.
But I predict they're really going to be reliant on their thing. And I predict they will have the best TV service. So.
Yeah.
Between them and Xbox.
The Nintendo one, it seems like it's built for the United States. And it doesn't really work in Canada because we don't have Hulu Plus and that kind of stuff.
It's so unfortunate.
It's
kind of
lame.
Keep pushing,
like, what about,
for...
I mean, Japan's a huge market for them, so is Europe. They don't cater to that with their TV.
Well,
services.
I think there's, like, Hulu and stuff. Like, I think those things exist in
Japan.
Japanese markets. Yeah, I mean, like, TJ was telling me...
talks about them.
TJ was telling me how much he liked the Nintendo TV. But, like, all mine really does is, like, it kind of has a cool interface to tell me what's on cable.
Okay.
But TJ has...
So you could use it as a remote.
Well, yeah, you hit it, and, like, the only stupid thing is that, like, Nintendo's capable of doing it, but Kojiko, like the Magnavox Kojiko box that I have, needs a direct signal, like to shoot, almost like a TV remote. Yeah. So I have to point my controller at it, like a TV remote, or else the cable box won't read it.
Oh.
So it's like it's trying to integrate itself with the existing like cable infrastructure, but it's just messy. And I could see like in the States where you've got more streaming services where you wouldn't need that. It just kind of tells you like. You go to movies, and it's like, here's the movies that are available. You can watch it live or, like, set it up to record later. Like, it's pretty cool, but it just doesn't work for me because I'm Canadian.
Yeah.
Balls.
Even Xbox.
Balls on that.
Xbox has, like, HBO Go. We don't have any of that stuff in Canada.
HBO Go, you have to have HBO.
You have to pay for
HBO. And then pay an extra $12 to get HBO Go or something like that.
Oh, well,
no one benefits from HBO Go.
I was rich people, misinformed, but yeah, rich people, whatever.
Yes. My number four, this one I struggled with because, you know, Retro Studios is up to something, and I didn't know if I should hope that it's Star Fox or predict that it's Metroid. Like, which game do I truly want them to be making? I mean, we're all hoping for a new Star Fox game. That'd be awesome, and we all hold that kind of close to our hearts. But if Retro Studios is on all cylinders, I want an HD next-gen Metroid game, like them learning from the past three games making like the best Metroid game possible, and like because it'll be longer, it'll be more like intimate, like where I can just spend hours like exploring things like that. So I predict, it is kind of a hope as well that Retro Studios, whatever they've been working on, is a Metroid game. I mean, as far as losing the surprise of being something brand new, I would give that up for a solid Metroid game. Metroid Prime is growing as one of the greatest games. Yeah. Well,
they have Echoes and Corruption.
Yeah, there's more Metroid Prime games, but like I'm talking built from the ground up.
Right.
Almost as if they're building this on PowerPCs and then seeing what they can get out of the Wii U.
I think that's more probable, like a Metroid game than Star Fox.
I know somebody at Nintendo is working with, it's either CryEngine 3 or, what's the other one? What's the...
Frostbite? Or...
Not Frostbite.
You mean what, Crytek?
The Epic one?
Unreal?
Yeah, what's Unreal? It's either Unreal 3 or CryEngine 3, and like they're trying to figure out how it can run on Wii U, and Retro Studios has got to be the guys who are trying to max that out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be an in-house Nintendo company, or else no one would give it the time.
It'll be interesting.
So that's what I'm hoping. I just want to see what they've been up to. It's been 3 years since Donkey Kong came out, and that was
3 years.
And that wasn't even a full like effort,
right?
Yikes.
Yeah, I think it was 3 years ago, 2010.
Yeah.
Wow.
That stupid that's Donkey rough. Kong game came out. Retro Studios, they're the most capable Nintendo team, and they've been silent for 3 years.
Have they been?
They said
fired.
They said we're making the game that everyone wants us to make.
They hired people from Crytek. They hired people from there was another big company that they hired out of, somebody from Lucasfilm, I think, or LucasArts, sorry.
Wow.
And there's been Twitter blasts like
you predict that though. You predict they'll unveil their game?
Yes, they have to. Nintendo has to have something huge, right?
Yeah.
And the Twitter blasts have been like, this is the most important game I've ever made. Like I got hired as the game designer on like the game that will make my career, so it's a big game. I just don't know what it is yet, and I'm hoping it's. I predict it's Metroid. It's the safest bet.
That'd be sweet.
That is a great hope, as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would love to play.
I hope that.
Yeah, they announced a 3D Mario, Smash Brothers.
The games that are coming out in the next 6 to 8 months.
Fucking awesome.
Wait a year and you're gonna get this too, that kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like
I think we would be a lot better at doing conferences than these Chinese guys are. Ooh, make this game for you.
Okay.
And then they just look at the screen because it's wrong and they don't
but
I mean, it's like somebody real. like who tried to do it?
Is that Kojima?
Who was that? Jay Allard. Remember Jay Allard?
Yeah, that guy was sick.
He was cool. He was like a normal guy.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He was an Xbox.
He was the only Xbox guy that wasn't...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking like a normal guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the next Xbox.
Anyway. Number five.
The future of entertainment
in Giant your, enemy
in
crab.
Your living room is now.
Yeah, they're always so terrifying.
I hate the hype. I hate the hype.
I hate myself.
The future.
All right, number five.
Number five. I'm predicting a Wii U price drop before the new Xbox comes out.
Or amen.
The new PlayStation.
It's a good prediction.
Amen.
Because it's happening.
I think that'll happen.
$50.
Zelda, yeah, like something, even a bundle, if they drop the price $50 and then bundle it with Wind Waker, a special edition Wind Waker
a
console.
Blue console?
I think a special edition Wind Waker console.
Oh.
Bundled with Wind Waker.
Voot.
Wow.
55. It's going to be 2-hour episode. Special.
That's my number five.
Oh, waft. Don't. Dog, you like grab it and throw it. It's weird and I don't like it. It stinks.
that's
your number five?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Like, if the new Xbox is coming out and say if it's somewhat between $349 and $399.
Yeah.
Like, they have to drop the price. Like
zero. That's a likely scenario. Yeah.
Oh my god.
We got some levels on that.
Baby. Alright,
I hope smell integration comes out so you can smell our farts on the internet.
Smell-o-vision. Danny's five. My number five is... pretty good. It's probably the most reasonable one out of anything we've all said. The conferences are all going to suck, and we're all going to be just as disappointed as we've been every single year since 2004.
I have a similar number five.
Since 2004.
That's a good prediction.
I'm telling you right now, we're all going to, like, it's the same thing. Every year, like, oh, they're going to talk about this and this
the
and this.
The way we've been talking about this podcast, just like, yeah, you know, and I predict this, and I hope. And it's just been like, Joe, if all of your predictions come true, it's going to be the best E3 I've ever seen in my life.
It's
like,
not. Wait to the hopes. Wait to the hopes.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to show the conferences. Everyone's going to be just as nervous as they were every past year. It's going to be awkward and uncomfortable for everyone
Smart
in the
glass.
Audience.
2.0.
Integration.
Oh, no, yeah. Okay. I actually predict. Oh, you know what? Here, go ahead.
And just the videos that they show for the games, you're going to be like, I wanted so much more.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted more! And then we're just going to be angry and be like, fuck this! Fuck video games! And we're going to quit the podcast.
Until January. We're like,
so June is
until
done.
Until January. We're like, oh, you know what? This year.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be here, though. E3 2014.
Okay, I know.
Everything sucks.
Halo 5 is going to be coming
out. We talked about it last year and we said that all this new stuff.
But then we casually bring up like games we never talked about. Like, Mirror's Edge was my favorite game of all time. Just like,
you still talk about Battlefield 3 like it came out yesterday.
I know.
Hey,
and you hated it when it first came out.
You know, you ever when you're watching the conferences and like fucking from Nintendo, for instance, like Reggie, the guy who the
such
president of Nintendo
head.
America,
hey.
he comes out and it's like, I know I've got an hour, and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, how are you today?
And like, right. Nintendo, for years,
yeah,
have always
our sales
ourselves
have been through
on integration.
Our sales have been through the roof, and there's more to come.
That is exactly.
And it's just like fucking. You've wasted 5 minutes,
and then they have awkward
and,
pauses.
And
like
it
standing
over
with a remote at the screen or something, and it's like you're wasting so much fucking
here's another
valuable
prediction.
Time.
They're gonna bring
more
out.
To come.
They're gonna bring out.
Holy shit.
They're gonna bring out Chinese man and his interpreter or whatever that guy.
Yeah.
And today's gaming, is gonna be even better. Thank you.
Donkey Kong
5 1. Minutes of clapping and then
yeah.
Donkey
they
Kong
walk
2.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong.
You know what
made by, made by,
do you know what I hate
about the conferences? Here's the Nintendo one. It's like, even more new ways to play. And it's like, just show me.
I hate
the vitality sensor.
They you know what I hate so much about conferences? They show the screen, and then as it's like preparing to come up on the screen, there's a woman's voice all the time. And it's just,
ladies and gentlemen.
Introducing the new blah, blah, blah. It's just like, shut up! Show me what you have.
Okay, alright, so
it's gonna suck.
Doug's number five prediction.
Okay, my number five, I don't know. My number five prediction is that something happens this E3 that gets us all on board on the same system.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And I don't know what it is. I don't think it's nice. I think it's gonna be a hefty mix of disappointments. And personally, as a Sony fan, the tablet controller? I can't take another move. If that comes out, I'm hopping then, ship.
Maybe? I already have
ship. And I feel like, I predict my console faith will change after this.
Wow. E3. You're ready to.
Yeah.
You're ready.
Jumping.
I think it will change. I don't want it to.
You're on the market for the highest bidder.
I'm on the market for the highest bidder.
He's coming to Microsoft.
I doubt it.
He's going to Nintendo because there's going to be lots of JRPGs for Nintendo Wii.
If there's lots of awesome games for Nintendo, I'm going to Nintendo. Anything.
What about Ni No Kuni?
They just announced a JRPG for Wii U.
Yeah, it's probably the worst game ever. They got like a 95 on
Xbox.
Ni No Kuni, Moskuni, Baini. What are these names?
Yeah, I don't know. I just predict that I'm going to be really let down with everything for Sony.
I know, that's why I said
imagine, no, I know. Yeah, imagine it was just so fucking bad.
It's going to be.
Microsoft, they just focus on the new Kinect.
Exactly what's
going to happen.
You
still can't see the bottom of the avatar shoe. Like,
you can't remember that video? We got to post that video.
You can't see. It doesn't work.
Yeah, top 5 E3 blunders or whatever on YouTube.
We can just play the crab video. The
massive
fucking
crab.
Giant. But we have to play the song one because it's funnier.
All right, so I my number 5. I struggled to get number 5. I mean, some of mine were said. I think. Unless, you know what? I'm just going to say it. You're not going to know the cost of...
the consoles?
At E3?
Yeah, they're not going to say that.
I think they will.
No, it's a prediction.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's going to be like, here's what we're announcing, and they're going to wait and see. Like, but the business has changed.
One of the two will announce price.
The business has changed. They do like announcement, and then they do reveal, and then they do like another soft kind of explanation where it's like, oh it's going to be, you know, they wait to see about consumer appeal and like how much people are buzzing about how much they pay for it and things like that, and then they announce the price. It's not that just saying like, here's our product, it's $500. They're going to wait to see if people think people will pay $500 for it. And if they will, it'll probably be $550. You know what I mean? Like,
Sony's going to wait on the price.
Everybody's going to wait on
the
price.
And Xbox is going to announce their price.
Even Wii U didn't have a price until like... am I wrong here?
Wii U wasn't even fucking made.
It was
a long time.
Yeah, it was an idea.
It
was after E3. They announced the price after
E3. It was way after.
It was like August or September.
So you're not going to know any price. One of my hopes is counter to that, but...
You actually may be right, because I'm pretty sure they didn't announce the price for Wii U until just a few months before release.
No, they didn't.
It's true.
Because I remember listening to podcasts.
The basic bundle, the
Cheap-Ass Gamer were talking about it, and it was like...
It was like October, even.
Yeah,
like
and they were throwing out ideas of what the bundles were going to be and the pricing on it.
Yeah.
They did wait really long. That's, yeah, maybe.
So that's what I'm saying. You're not going to see any prices. So we kind of went through our predictions. Now we're kind of just like, you know, the conversations keep going on. I still got more things to talk about, so... Chad, you want to start with any like hopes, where not so much predictions, where you don't expect or you don't think these are likely to happen, but like there's a slight possibility, there's a chance that these things are going to get pulled off?
Well, yes, I do.
Ooh.
Cool.
My number one hope. This actually is probably my number one hope. I hope that Mirror's Edge 2 launches for the next Xbox.
Nice.
I'll settle for a fucking announcement trailer.
But okay, well, what if Mirror's Edge 2 was coming out for 360 in August?
I'd buy it. I'd be just as happy. If Mirror's Edge 2 comes out at all. Yeah, like, okay.
Mirror's Edge 2 exists. That's what I want. That's what you want. I'd be happy for it.
They put, like, Easter eggs in Battlefield 3. Like, they have the shoes that the main character wears on, like, the edge of a building.
Yeah.
In one of the multiplayer maps. Oh. Like, you go up to it and you just hear, like, a tune, like...
They're doing it then. Mirror's Edge 2.
I hope they do it.
That's nice.
I hope you're not that Chinese girl again.
That's cool.
I want to be a guy. I don't like playing as a girl. As a guy role.
She's awesome.
I suppose.
Okay.
Number...
Yeah. My number one?
You're
counting up.
Hopes, whatever.
My number one hope. I'm just going to read them off as I got them. My hope, which is probably not going to happen, but it's a hope and I can hope whatever the fuck I want. Xbox and PS4 will both be released by November, December... with a reasonable price. Cheaper than last gen.
Okay.
Yeah. I want them both this year. I want 2013. That's whatever.
He's buying PS3, 4, 2?
Yeah, I'm buying both. Day one.
Look out.
Buying them both.
Got promotion.
Danny Derby is high rolling it.
High rolling it.
My number one hope is that a good Final Fantasy game comes out.
Hey,
finally. I want Final Fantasy X again, oh, but new and good.
HD remake.
It's not going to happen.
No remakes.
Hey, no, I don't want. I don't want.
They talked about that. Though?
They've like talked about the HD remake. I was going to put that on here, but no, I don't want an HD remake.
You want 14? It's
a
hope.
I want 14 to be have a return to glory. Yeah, is, return to glory.
There is a 14 already. Well, there's 13 too.
14's online, right?
Oh yeah, 14 is online. No, 13's online.
No.
No, shit, you're right. 14's online. I don't even 15. Care anymore.
Is there 14?
I just want so whatever bad. Teen to be awesome.
Has there ever been a longer running franchise than Final Fantasy? Is there another game that has
Mario.
A 15?
Any Nintendo game?
Yeah, but
there's just... No, Final Fantasy has much more than 15. Wait, I don't know. It's over 20. Because there's like tactics.
Oh, like more iterations?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's much
even
more
then,
games.
I would say Mario. If you're considering like spin-offs, then you
there's
got
like
Mario.
There's like 12 different
Mario,
games.
Mario,
too.
More
Mario.
Mario, Mario
but, yeah, but those are golf. Spin-offs. I mean, just...
Final Fantasy for being not like... Like Mario's like Nintendo's character. Yeah. Final Fantasy for being a thing that has come out on all platforms, I think has done well for itself. It's definitely been spiraling down this whole generation.
Who is Sony's mascot? If they were to have a mascot.
I don't know. This generation, it would probably be Sackboy.
Sackboy, yeah.
Oh,
Sackhead.
Previously, Bill Grun. The Rapper.
Bill Grun.
Bill Grun.
Well, they used to have Ben... Or not... What the fuck was his name?
What's
the orange
his name?
Gun.
Bill
oh,
Grun's.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot. Yeah, he was the PS1 Sony mascot.
And then Sony 2...
Bill Bond Smackin'.
Bill Bond Smackin'?
Bill Grun Smackhead?
Bill Bond Smackhead. Okay, so... One of my hopes is anything Star Wars on Wii U would be nice.
Ooh.
No. Particularly, and this is a little bit out of the realm of reality, but a new Rogue game.
Stop going. Next.
A new Rogue game for...
You were looking right in my eyes. I see cracks. That was
a new Rogue. A new Rogue game for Wii U would be nice.
Any Rogue.
Yeah. Okay, you crack, you pass. Crack it and pass it, boy.
Crack it and pass it, seriously.
Yeah, crack it. Crack you, it, you crack pass it, you gotta it. Pass it. It's a new rule in the podcast.
You start talking, you were like, my foot. Three's gone. Like,
whatever you wanted rogue. To bring up is over.
All right, so if your voice cracks, you stop
you pass
talking.
It.
And you're not allowed to bring up that point for the rest of the show.
So.
Why are you in such a hurry? Crack it and pass it, boy.
Okay. Okay, speaking
Rogue
of cracks. Game. Speaking of cracks. Cracks just kind of leads right into it. Cracks Bandicoot. A new Crackdown. A
nice.
New Crackdown announcement.
Oh,
just no. Just for something.
The second one was
terrible. The second
so
one was
bad.
Terrible.
The first one was terrible. It came with a fucking
the first
Halo,
one was so
Halo 3 beta.
First, I had so much fun in Crackdown.
Anybody
crackdown.
The first one was a lot of fun.
Do you remember when we unlocked the demo?
Yeah.
That was the best
thing. An hour and a half?
Like, you get achievements in that demo, couldn't you?
There was a glitch you could unlock the demo and we played. And like the demo for Crackdown 2 had a more advanced leveling up system. You could level up faster.
Quick, yeah.
Yeah, so like to get you more involved with the game quicker. So like Chad and I unlocked it. We played it for like 2 hours. Like the whole demo, we leveled up where we had like 100% tech.
Yeah.
And we're just flying around the city like in those you get those whatever
wingsuit things.
Yeah, those flying squirrel type suits and like
you just fly.
Yeah, we played and it was like
that
cool.
Was so much fun.
Cool. Not buying that game. Like thanks for the glitch.
Idiot. I did rent it and I still had a lot of fun playing through it. Like just getting the jump like you run like
yeah.
The first one was good.
I would love to play that. I felt it was really fun to just play that.
The second one, the graphics and everything in it were just so ugly.
It was hideous.
And the voice, like
it
the
was a
voiceover
it was
guy.
A different person. Yeah. A different developer, sorry.
Was it the same voiceover? Like the guy talking to you the whole time? That was the second one?
Agent!
Yeah, I hated that. I was like, I'm out of this game. I'm not into it. Stupid.
Danny?
My number two is I would love to see Destiny as a launch title. For the next Xbox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
At least a launch window. Yeah. Like, I'm 3 months. I'm giving you 3 months. If you don't give it to me, I'm just going to cry or something. I don't know. I can't really do anything about it. But that's what I'm hoping for.
That would be amazing.
Pretty simple.
Cool. I'm hoping they cancel Vita as my number two. Number two?
cancel
Vita.
It.
I hope they just pull it.
That's not an E3.
That's an E3 hope.
That's a hope.
I hope they cancel Vita and start focusing their energy
on
good games.
Is it E3 hope?
It's an E3 hope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, E3 hope.
So you're hoping they announce the cancellation of the PS Vita?
With...
Yeah. They're not going to do PS4 that. PS4 is coming out. Whoever bought one, fuck you. They're going to integrate it.
I know they're not. But it's my hope.
But I hope.
All right, whatever.
Just focus I hope on, they focus start to take action console. For the problems they've made. Yeah. Mistakes.
We're sorry about Vita.
They're right wrongs.
I hear we'll that the Vita's you, got we'll good games on it, just nobody cares.
Yeah, we'll give you a $200 off PS4 if you mail in your Vita.
Scam one of GG for $20.
That'd be nice. So a big hope that I have is payment plans on new hardware. I think that would be amazing. That's the only way that I will be able to afford a second home console. You know, much like, yeah, like Doug was saying, the cost of these things could be $800, but they ask for, you know, $100 down or like even $199 down, and then I'm paying $15 a month for the next like 3 years. Like, I've got a contract that binds me to that payment, whether I like Xbox or not.
I
you know?
See something mm-hmm. where it's like happening though, because say you stop paying.
It's happening right now.
But say you stop paying.
It's like a cell phone, Dan.
You don't stop paying.
You don't stop paying your cell phone bill. For... You'd have to get a credit check to sign up for this.
Yeah,
it's going to be pre-authorized like... payments.
And you're paying each
How
month
many
for
fucking
Xbox Live.
Poor students and shit are playing Xbox though, like college kids that don't have credit cards and stuff. And they're
yeah, but do they have $800 to just
Dan,
drop
it's
on
just
a new
like,
console?
Dan,
yeah, but it could only be for a year.
Dan, how much did you pay for your phone?
Nothing.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, your phone is worth $800.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, they want you to be part of their team for the next 4 or 5 years or whatever, and they're guaranteeing you that, and they're guaranteeing their money back, because by the time you're done paying for this thing, it's not worth the $800 anymore.
I just find it really weird that, like, well...
It's a weird new concept.
Who the fuck would want to pay payments? I just want to have a one-time
You're paying
payment.
Payments right now for Xbox Live.
Think of how tough this would be, actually. Like, people who were waiting at midnight... to buy the console instead of just going in and buying it. You have to like, okay, let me sign you up. Okay, we're going to run the credit check for these
yeah, I don't want
800
that.
People.
I want to buy
outside.
The console and
phones
own it.
Do it.
Yeah, but...
People wait in line for iPhones. I mean, if anybody...
They buy them outright.
Okay, well, anybody who's willing to do that, I'm sure they'll let you. It's
okay,
like, no, I want to pay full price.
I suppose it's a possibility,
yeah.
But
if
I really
walk in
don't
day
want
two,
it that way.
If I walk in day two and it's like, yeah, I want to sign up for an Xbox... And like,
they can
yeah,
sign up before launch.
We got you right here.
I'm
yeah,
old-fashioned.
Even before launch. That's just like that's true too. You yeah. know what? Like, it's another thing. Like the whole digital thing. Like, lines are going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Like if you guys are waiting in line for a game that I can just buy at midnight, like that. For instance, that game, The Cave. It's like it was coming out on Monday or whatever, and I couldn't get it Sunday night. I was almost going to buy it Sunday night at midnight. It was there, just ready to buy. Like, that's going to happen more and more for retail games.
That happens with Steam a lot. You can download, like, Call of Duty.
Oh, and, like, pre-install it?
Like, 72 hours before the game comes out, you can pre-install it. You can't play it until
yeah,
midnight.
The
but as soon as midnight hits, boom, game's available, and you've already got it downloaded, ready to go.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
I mean,
but
the lines are nostalgic.
There's nothing that
I love
more than just opening up that fucking case, smelling that shitty plastic, And I can put it on my shelf, you know what I mean? I love looking over and seeing the 70 games that I have.
Well, okay, but getting back to my point, like, if I can walk into a store and say I want to sign up for an Xbox, and it's like, okay, it's $200, and here's your payment plan, or whatever, like, that's what I want. That's the only way I'm going to be able to...
It takes out of your credit card a month?
Yeah, anything. I mean, there's no way...
Full access to Xbox Live?
Yeah, they're not going to be able to charge for Xbox Live next year, so it's just going to be like, that's my Xbox Live payment, and I get to have this thing. I hope that's how it happens. At least then I'll have Wii 60 again.
Yeah. Night.
And we can play Battlefield 4.
Together.
At launch.
Are we all getting it? Like, is that going to happen? Like,
I just told you how I would get it.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do.
Number three.
$50 a month in an account, and when November or whatever time comes around, you'll be like, hey, you have $400, $500, $800. Gives you shit. I don't know math.
That's trying to be my accountant right now.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Just put $50 away every time you got it.
Yeah. Every month. In a separate account, and then you have an Xbox account.
I know how money works, Dan.
So do it.
Number three. Is it three?
It's three.
It is.
Yeah.
Number three.
I got one more.
My number three. Shadow Complex 2.
That's a good one.
Multi-platform or exclusive?
No, it's going to be exclusive.
Yeah. Who cares?
For Xbox? 360? Yeah. I don't have one of those anymore. But yeah, that was a cool game.
God, I would love to play that game again.
I have a sliver in my
eye. I was trying to go back and get the Chivos that I missed.
I think I've only...
It's just like a Metroid game or a Castlevania game.
Yeah.
2D side-scrolling, unlockable adventure.
Metroidvania.
I love those games.
Chair Entertainment. They said it was already done.
Yeah.
They started working on Infinity Blade, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
you guys heard of those trial month for virtual console games?
No.
It's 30 cents.
Okay, I was here.
Have you seen the games? Have you seen the games that are available?
Yeah, Super Metroid is one of them. There's a couple other good games. But like they give you a month, you pay 30 cents and you get to play this game for a month. It's like old classic SNES games.
What's the point of even charging 30 cents?
It's like the 30th anniversary or something like that. So it's like 30 cents, 30...
Why not pay 30 bucks and then games. Get them all for the year?
Well, that's the idea. Because you pay 30 cents, you play it for a month, and then like you can decide at the end of the month. You don't get to keep it forever. At the end of the month, if you want to buy it, you can pay like the $7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a 30 cent sale.
No, it's not. You don't get the whole game for
that.
You can get it for a month for 30 cents.
You could beat it.
It's a fucking Game Boy game.
Well, it's a Super Nintendo game. It's 30 cents.
I don't think Super Metroid was on it. They were Game Boy games.
No. You can go ahead and Google it.
Oh, just like a bunch of beeps and squawks. Beeps
and squawks. Beeps and squawks. Anyway, yeah. We're at...
Number three.
Beeps squawk. Beep,
squawking,
squawk, squawk, beep.
That's Kirby's dream line.
Beep, squawk.
Squawk,
beep,
squawk.
All right, go ahead.
Boop, boop, beep, squawk. Yes, right.
Go, Dan.
No, it's Chad, isn't it? No, it's me.
I already went Shadow Complex.
Oh, my hope. Shut up, I can't read. It begins.
Oh. All right, move on. Let's get this over with.
Oh God! Number three, I hope that the graphical power of the next gen consoles are as big of a jump.
Shut the fuck up! I can't wait to listen to this.
The graphical power of the next gen consoles is as big of a jump from Xbox One to the 360 was.
Yeah.
Like the...
Not gonna happen, but yeah.
It might.
Yeah.
It might happen. Oh, look at these fucking laugh spikes.
Man, I was trying to tease you the other... on one of the episodes, I made a joke about like how the graphical power of a certain game wasn't up to my standards or something like that. And I played it so straight. And when I listened to it, I'm like... I sound like an asshole. It doesn't sound like I'm teasing anybody. It's just like, oh, well, hopefully the graphical power is great. And it's just like, nobody laughed. And it was like, ah. I just did the voice.
Good.
So I got screwed. I screwed myself.
So yeah, going back to that was just seeing Call of Duty 2.
Yeah.
And I want to see something as good as that.
Yeah.
I can't see it being that big of a jump, though, to be honest with you.
It won't be. It's
going to look like
you know what
Battlefield did.
Yeah, but you know what current generation PC looks like? It's not going to do that. So it's going to be somewhere in between.
Dude, Battlefield 3 on PC didn't even like come close to maxing out what Frostbite could do.
Okay,
so Battlefield 4 is going to look...
The videos that we saw of Battlefield 3 that we were all like, oh my god, it's amazing! That is what this is going to look like.
Okay, here's what I'm saying.
Better.
And if it looks like what Watch Dogs look like, is that what it is?
Yep. Watch Dogs, yeah.
That looked like a current gen game.
Yeah, but Dan, go online right now, go to like IGN PC, and watch gameplay from games that came out today.
I just want to see it in action.
And
I don't want to speculate.
As good as that looks, it won't look as good as that.
I want no speculation. I want... concrete, like, this is what we are going to be releasing in 5 months.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Cool.
That's my hope.
That's what he
wants. That's what I hope for.
My number three.
Wait, no.
Man, shit, this is...
Imagine one of us shit our pants on the recording.
All right.
Gotta go.
Oh, oop.
Show's over.
Number three.
Number three. I kind of talked about this already, but I hope Metal Gear Zeroes comes out at launch.
What is this Zeroes? Why is it Zeroes?
Because it's the prequel.
How many... Is there a zero already? Why isn't it just zero? And why is there multiple zeros?
I don't know.
Fuck that game.
Maybe it's a new trilogy.
It showed that kid. It showed that kid. He's probably a zero.
Ooh.
There's many of them.
Okay, so these games that you guys are talking about, like, right? Wanting, like, you say, like, oh, I want this at launch. I hope this game comes out at launch.
I just want it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just want those games for the
Because I want it to come out on a next-gen console. Like, I want it...
This year.
I want a reason to own the next-gen console.
Yeah.
And I want that
okay,
to be...
Yeah, so, like, what would be that much better other than, like, a slight graphical push? You know what I mean? Like,
the reason for buying new shit...
Yeah.
I don't want a slight
graphical
push.
I want the cool video service. I want the new hardware. A slightly different new controller.
Think of everything you have, man. How much you wanted it. Like, I can't... I wanted this iPhone so bad. Now that I have it, it's just like...
Would you want an HD patch
for
Wii?
I want something else.
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying, like, if...
given the option, I mean, I'm going to be just as happy if it's an announcement that it's coming out this fall for... PS3.
Yeah, PS3. Okay, I guess that's fair. I suppose that's fair.
I think Ciro farted through that gate.
So my last one. This is my last hope. Like, and
wait, you're ending at four?
I don't have any more. So I mean, I'll join in with whatever you guys
four
got.
Four or three?
Three for him.
That'd be three. So this could happen. You know, like I'm thinking. Nintendo announces major partnership with third party, and they've gotten help to make Star Fox. I think that's the only way that it can really come to light. If there's a Star Fox game that's not being made by Retro Studios, they've got some sort of help. Because they don't have a lot of teams. And like obviously they just talked about how one of their teams is making Zelda. One of their teams is Retro Studios.
How do they not have enough people? It's fucking Nintendo.
But look how many games. That, like, Pikmin's just coming out. We got... And they're making... the same teams that make Galaxy 2 are making 3D Land for 3DS.
Yeah.
So it's like they've got multiple platforms that they're developing for, and they don't have that many teams, right? So I'm hoping that they've got like, oh, we're announcing this partnership with whatever company. You know, ideally, this is the be-all, end-all, Factor 5, makers of the Rogue games.
Lair?
It's like they made Lair.
What's Lair? The worst game ever made.
Well, everyone hyped it up to the death.
I thought every PlayStation
we all thought it was going to be good.
Fan thought it was going to be the reason to buy a PS3.
Lair?
It was an at-launch game
like
for PS3.
Dragon. You go like this to the controller.
Oh, I remember that.
And it was really shit.
Well, okay. Well, forget whatever. Like we're announcing a partnership with this company. They're helping us make Star Fox, and it just looks incredible. Like that's kind of the be-all, end-all.
It'd be cool.
I don't know what else just these guys are up to. Who knows what they're up to? I mean, the Mario team's making Mario games. The Zelda team's making Zelda games.
Cracking them past it, boy.
They got fucking Retro Studios making whatever they're making, and who else is left? I mean, they've got to have partners, and I hope somebody is making a Star Fox game for me.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, like, why else would they release a 3DS version of the 64 game? They were testing the waters to see if, like, maybe this sells well.
Yeah, I think that's
highly likely. I don't think it did, though. Did it?
I bought it. And I assumed everybody else did because it's fucking awesome.
All range.
Anyways!
Star Fox 64 has become the most important game in any of our lives.
True. Love it.
Just the fact that this podcast exists, and it's because we all play Star Fox.
Because we're all cocky little freaks. Go, Chad.
Number four. Next gen Viva Pinata.
Oh, eat my butt.
That Rare has been working on. Whatever Rare has been working on, I hope...
I liked Viva Pinata for about 20 minutes.
Viva Pinata was the most, like, relaxing game just to sit back and the beautiful visuals back then. Just let it kind of...
I don't think I was in the right mindset for that game at the time.
In the right state? But I hope it's without Kinect because Rare puts Kinect in all their shit now. Because they're owned by Microsoft.
Yeah.
Oh, yours.
You're updated,
that
boy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Vivi
Pinetti.
Number four. Are we going the other way?
Whatever you want.
Sure. My fourth one, whatever number that is.
Dane, wait. I'm going to let you finish, but...
Jesus.
I want Wii U to finally deliver. Last E3, they talked about how all these games are going to be coming out, and we're just starting to hear about them now. I don't want that same thing to happen with everything that they just announced, and then we don't get it until 2015, or, you know what I mean? I want it all now. Stop fucking around. And I really want to... Oh, not Harvest Moon. What's the other one?
Mother.
Animal Crossing. Really good Animal Crossing.
3DS is coming out.
Nice.
I don't want it for 3DS because I don't have one. Yes, I do, but it sucks.
refined version. Sell yours before E3.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to. But yeah, I just want them to deliver, and I want a reason for me to own that console, and I don't want to wait a year to do it. Like, I don't want it to sit.
So like by the end of the year.
Yeah, I'll give it till the fall because
that's the season. Whatever Zelda. That thing's gonna be epic.
It's not coming out this year.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's.
The one reason that game I know for a fact is not coming out this year is because Wind Waker's not coming out till fall, and they're not gonna release two.
Well, that's what they said. You know, this game's not gonna come out for a while. This will hold you over, like
till March. You think March, maybe?
Christmas. Christmas of. I think it'll be next Christmas. Christmas 2014 will be the launch of the new Zelda game.
I don't want to wait that. Don't want to wait that long.
My number four, also my last one.
Oh, nice. Socks.
I'm hoping that a new Sly Cooper game comes out that's as fun as the first one.
Isn't there a new?
Wait, there is one.
It's gonna be bad.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
It comes out February.
So you're thinking that this game is gonna come out and they're gonna launch another one?
I'm hoping another one comes out.
Sly Cooper was amazing.
Sly Cooper was one of the best PS2 games.
I must have missed something because I never played it.
You were basically a cel shaded raccoon who robbed people.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
I don't know. I just
The new one looks good, I thought.
You think so?
From, I don't know, videos I've seen, it looks really cool. It's got a cool style to it.
I was saying that in the sense of a launch.
I want to be a cell phone.
Just push it.
Kind of weak. Honorable mention, but yeah. It'd be cool to see them keep that brand and evolve it into the next system.
That's your hope.
What?
That there's good DLC for South Park RPG.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I wonder if there will be DLC for Nintendo games. There is. For 3DS, I mean, if I got another 9 like levels to play from Super Mario U, that'd be awesome. I'd be on it like that.
Yeah, true.
Overpriced. How come there's no DLC? One of my predictions that I erased, I mean, I guess I shouldn't have erased them and should have just brought them up as honorable mentions, but was Wii U introducing some sort of achievement system.
That'd be awesome. Oh.
Like, just give me something, please. I want to be able to compare with
to
my
get
friends.
Any pat on the back at anything in life. At work, you do something right and somebody acknowledges it.
Yeah.
It's really nice to know. And if you're... Your game that you're playing acknowledges that you've done something great.
Or did?
Yeah.
Sweet.
The challenges in New Super Mario Bros. U was the really, really hard ones. I was just like, I'm not doing these. You know, I did almost all of them. And like the only thing I got to do was while you guys were sitting on my couch, the rare time that I've got you guys on my couch, it's like, oh, look what I did. And you guys don't want to sit and watch videos of like, oh, look how fast I beat this level.
It was pretty cool to see that one time where you didn't fuck up until, like, the one
you can't fuck up on those things. You've got to learn to beat the level with, like, perfect.
Yeah, no coins.
But, I mean, there was hard ones, and it's like, if I knew I was going after something that would, like, Super Meat Boy is an exact example.
Yeah, you got gold.
It's like, I had to finish it so I could get that last achievement and just, like, 100%. And even, like, on Xbox Live, they highlight the games that you 100%ed.
Yeah.
For you. It's like, thank you.
I have Madden up there, which is really embarrassing.
Thank you so much. And Nintendo just doesn't have that. I mean, that would be one of my hopes. I didn't write it down, but I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah.
Some sort of Wii U accomplishment system.
Oh, God.
That'd be cool.
Zelda? Collected all the hearts? Oh! Heart pieces? Come on.
Oh, my God. It'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, think of how much... You'd probably still be playing Mario right now.
Yeah.
Like, you'd go home and still be playing it, trying to get those... achievements.
Last couple.
Did you guys know that there's like 240 stars in Mario Galaxy 2?
No.
I just beat the game. I finished it. I got 120 stars. And I completely forgot about this, but the game unlocks 3 more stars per level that's purely just like, find these. And they're hidden. And you gotta like climb weird walls. And like, remember when you beat Mario 64 and you have to go back and like, oh, what walls can I jump off of? And like, how can I get up here and all that stuff? Like, you're just exploring.
Yeah.
They put 3 brand new stars per level
Wow.
in there just for you to go up and find.
So how many more did you get?
I'm on like 130 something.
The best Chivo.
Cool.
I can't wait to finish it so I can get a star rating. Let me get it's 5 stars.
Oh, it's hard.
I've already done it once. Now I'm on round 2.
Nice.
Chad's number 3.
My number 5? I want a new Star Fox.
Nice. Me too. Kind of hit on that already, so we can move through. My number 5, because I
that's what I want. So what do you want?
What we all want.
Yeah.
I sneeze. My number 5, just after seeing Watch Dogs and being impressed with it last year, I hope something good comes of it this year. I don't care if it's this gen or next gen. I just want that game.
It's never coming out.
It's coming out.
Next gen.
You know, it's going to be Awesome at E3. We're going to get gonna come some out, of that. Just it was the a games game. We've never heard of. Here's the first one. Like, Last of Us, Watch Dogs, just games like that.
Last of Us, I'm really excited for. But
yeah.
There's a lot of shit that I want
to
talk about.
Are going to be next gen, but we don't even know about.
I was trying to think of things for this list, and I'm like, man, oh, let's see, my top 5 hopes.
Man, oh.
I hope that the Soul Park game is really good, but it comes out before E3. Everything is before E3. We don't know anything.
It's a wild, wild guess as to what happens.
That's why we're here.
I just pray to God.
Predicting.
I pray to God I am not disappointed again.
We won't be. It's going to be so good.
You know it's not.
It will be.
It's not.
Cameo 2 is going to come out.
Oh, sweet.
Perfect Dark 2.
Oh. Cool.
Actually, you know what? Perfect Dark 2 might come out for the new Xbox.
It better not. It will be Perfect
Dark
1.
In which case, I will buy it because they can't screw it up again.
Well, you know what? Hey, now we're on... now we got recording.
I predict that I will buy a Wii U before this year ends.
Really?
You kind of have to.
Listen, guys.
What?
If you're not going to buy a Wii U, please buy a Pro Controller so we can play Smash Brothers. That's all I want. I'll pay 10% of all your Pro Controllers.
We can 100%. Custom make all our controllers.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, put skins on them. Oh, this is Chad's controller.
Don't touch it.
When I game, I play the game. You're all going
Listen,
down.
If Smash Brothers, Smash Brothers will come out this year, I will start a league in Windsor, a Smash Brothers league, and we'll get together once a week and we will battle and keep track of stats.
You want to know a funny truth?
How much more fun can we have playing games than that?
A funny truth stat.
Oh my god!
Wii U.
Why don't we start a gaming league in Windsor?
My Wii U has never played. A disc.
There we go.
Now you're thinking.
An all-range mode gaming league where we play against other
people. I've been trying to get people on here to message on Facebook so I can play fucking video games with them. But nobody wants to.
Forget Xbox Live. We need the league.
Okay, the league is the thing. The gaming league is what is happening. This is just a podcast about the league.
Ah.
Season 3 is league only.
Did you hear my stat?
League cast.
Did you hear my stat? My Wii U has never, ever... played a disc.
Oh yeah, you.
I'm okay with that. You only own one game, and it's fucking Nintendo.
I have
Zombie U.
I have Zombie U as well. And
can I have
TJ.
That, please? So I can play it.
No. Can I have your Wii U?
No.
I'll give you $5.
$5.
I'll think about it.
I'll give you my unopened Desert Skiff Lego set.
I want the Tantive.
Will you trade Tantive for
Wii U? Tantive?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah,
no. No. Don't. Wii U. Don't do that. Tantive was like $500.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell him.
Fuck, don't tell him.
Dude, Desert Skiff's $169.
What the fuck is a skiff? Get out of my house.
Guys, we're starting a gaming league.
Yes, we are. We're renting a hall.
We're in a hall right now. Bunch of Let's fat, nerdy kids coming over
right.
with Doritos.
Thanks for listening. Look forward to the gaming league.
details will follow.
Does anyone else have anything to say?
Beeps and squawks.
I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
All range mode out.
All range mode!